from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing okay. My computer's working. That's okay.
My computer's fine.
But don't you jinx it. Don't you damn near jinx it. So we were on our way in, and well, we weren't on our way in together. I was on my way in separately from you. We don't live
the
together.
The old days.
I would have to pick you up.
There were a few times we came in together.
Lima thought it was weird because one time I had to pick him up in Tremont, like off the street. And he's like, if somebody saw us, what would they think?
Me jumping into a truck?
Yeah.
At 4:30 a.m.?
They call it cruising. I need a friend. Are you a friend?
Ken, you're a great friend to me.
Yes.
Brother.
At least for an hour. 8:40, Matt Derry going to join us on the show. But either way, we'll talk Guardians with him. So there's we were on our way in, and Mitch had said, hey, Dan's here. Dan Vlodman's one of our IT engineer guys. We've got three of them. They're wonderful people. Dan's one of them. I guess he drew the short straw and had to come in here overnight. And Dan came. He's like, Dan's fixing the computers. Apparently there was some glitch overnight. Okay, whatever. I didn't think anything of it. And I came in, I looked at my phone, I went, goo! And it's just madness. Which for a person like Kayla, this is your Super Bowl today. Oh, we'll talk about that here in a moment. But there is a Microsoft outage / CrowdStrike.
Oh, boy.
Which, I don't know about that name, but either way, Microsoft and CrowdStrike, there is an outage. Computers across the world are down.
So our Dell computers are fine. Look, working just fine.
We don't have that.
My CompuServe.
You better stop trying to jinx it. It seems like you're just saying these things, and here they are. I mean, they got people on major news right now reporting live from airports. Mitch, well, do you want to go to the airport and report live from Hopkins International Airport?
I mean, it might be a circus over there right now, seeing some of the
it's Harvard Hopkins.
Reporters
when
over
is
there.
It not a circus?
It's
That's
a
true.
Pandemonium. Hopkins with the 6-foot ceilings. Anybody who's ever come into town, they've been like, man, you guys have very low ceilings at Hopkins.
Not anywhere near as low as Montego Bay.
Is that right?
It is a cathedral over at that one. When we went to Nick Wilson will tell you, we were, it was like I was getting packed into a sardine can. I got very, like, verklempt. I'm not even claustrophobic. And I was claustrophobic. I go, this is ridiculous how low these ceilings. It was almost like when Willy Wonka goes down that hallway and it's getting lower and lower and lower. Like, you got to get on your Delta flight up to Chicago. I'm like, what is going on here?
Try to get your luggage
unbelievable.
Past the walls.
Yes. But, yeah, there's computers all down all throughout the world. And this is from Fox 8 this morning about the – we'll get the plane thing here in a second. This is about the original outage. Go ahead.
There's a lot of frustration here at the airport this morning. You can take a look behind me here. You can see some of these long lines. I will say TSA is actually moving pretty well. Some of the airlines, though, are delayed. United seems to be having the biggest issues out of everyone. People waiting in line here for an hour. They actually were just told by people here at the airport that are in line at United that the planes are being shut down and nobody is moving anywhere. However, they are slowly continuing to check people through. They're actually handwriting people's information on the tickets before letting them through. Lines are long. While the flights aren't necessarily being delayed yet, there are major delays at United, Delta, and American check-in. We do know a widespread Microsoft outage is disrupting flights, banks, media outlets, and companies around the world. The company says that they are gradually fixing an issue affecting apps and services. There are reports of issues at ADT Security and Amazon, as well as the airlines. Again, this is worldwide. Australia is reporting issues with banks and airlines, and New Zealand banks are offline too.
I am looking at a picture, audio courtesy to see a fox.
I heard about that in Australia. It's causing the water to actually go counterclockwise in the toilet. This is big stuff. She said media outlets are affected.
Right now, my buddy Andrew Boogish. he said, if Microsoft lets us, Andrew Perloff and I have you this morning.
And that's our Odyssey Sports Minute.
Uh-oh. Audio courtesy of blue screen.
Is there any part of you, because like, again, I didn't even know about this.
What?
I was doing other things. I came in and you're like, oh, we got to talk about this. I go, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, what? We're going to talk about the computers struggling in our own place? You're like, no, it's global. It's actually something
global right now.
Is there any part of you that like harkens right back to those middle school, those high school days where you were hoping for any reason to get out of work?
No. What? Oh, you think like we're not going to be able to broadcast?
We can't broadcast. Oh, like this happened in Parkersburg when I was doing TV. It was a lot easier to just take us offline. And I would show up on a Sunday and they'd be like, no newscast tonight. We don't know why. It's not going to happen.
The one it worked against me one time when Ohio State played on that aircraft carrier and the condensation got on the court and they couldn't play. You remember that? They were going to play like North Carolina. And we were carrying that game on Westwood One. And they couldn't do it. And they're like, we're going to call this game. And I was at night. And I went from like a 2-hour show to a 5-hour show. And I
wanted. And if you have a 2-hour show, you've probably prepped for a 45-minute show.
I didn't know who I wanted to punch. I don't know. I wanted to punch everybody. Yes. So it's like, man. So I had to go on. And I'm like, I made a gag out of it. I'm like, all right. It's a show so nice, I'm going to do it twice because I got you ready for 2 hours and we're going to do 2 hours twice. Like, that's basically the way it went. And it was, we got through it. It was one of them days. But we talked about condensation. We played a whole bunch of Family Guy. And then it was okay. But I don't think it's ever worked for me in the term of, well, we're just not going to broadcast today. Away we go. Like, I had to do a cell phone play-by-play one time at a high school. They didn't tell us you had to, like, buy the line. Nobody said a word, not a word. I'm in college at the time. Like, there's no money to be buying phone lines. Not in them days and certainly not in these days. We're like, well, we're doing it on a cell phone. Away we go. Audio quality was terrible.
Terrible, but we
did it.
Off.
But yeah. We did it. So, I mean, it was what it was. It's actually my alma mater of all things. It's like, you might want to communicate that with me. Well, you see, the local one, they already knew. I'm like, we're in Akron and I'm a college kid. You didn't tell me. So anyway, There's more on this. The talking about the not mass hysteria. Don't want to say that. Seems to be relatively orderly right now. This is more on the flights being delayed.
There was someone here at United who just told the people here that all of these planes are grounded right now and they aren't going anywhere. However, the boards are not showing that. The boards are still saying that everything is on time. We did talk to one person who was down at Delta, and the agents there said they maybe expect some delays with their planes as well. If there's anything you can do at home before you come to the airport, like check yourself in online, print your ticket, all that kind of ahead of time, that might be able to help you, especially if you don't have to check a bag today.
Again, audio courtesy of Fox 8. I'm looking at a photo here. This is in Brussels. Which, if you're a two-second trivia player...
Second time this week!
If you're a two-second trivia player, is the capital of Belgium. Just letting you know, it's coming up in like 10 days. You might want to take advantage and understand that.
That very question cost somebody $50,000.
Somebody has one of those great big, like... You know the legal pads that are like 4 foot by 4 foot? They have one of those out on an easel, and they're writing down flights and things like that they come in and when they're going out. And whether or not they're delayed.
I'm sure that made the otherwise very hospitable workers in the industry even happier this morning.
This is not fun.
Kenny, this is why all my money is in crypto.
That seems to go well with something like this.
I will not be trusting anybody. It's amazing. Our banks have not been hacked into. It's amazing.
They're saying that it's affecting the banks. I was able to take money out this morning. Thank God. I told you, this is Kayla's Super Bowl. Kayla's been looking forward to this for a long time.
There's a lot on the line here.
She is a prepper. She is ready for doomsday. I'm sure she has an outhouse that does the whole composting thing.
It's just a hole in the ground.
She's down with it, man.
You
she
guys
is down.
Call me crazy, and this is one of those things.
I've never called you crazy.
How did you prepare for Y2K?
On my dead mother and my children that Nick made fun of yesterday. I have never called you crazy.
Well, I think it was insinuated.
Kenny, was your family a preparer of Y2K?
I think there's been plenty of people in these chairs that might have insinuated that you just mixed us all together. I do have a buddy that buries his money in his backyard.
Yeah.
I have an uncle that has lots of stashes in his backyard. He has acres, and he has a little map. It's insane. His whole basement is all like freeze-dried food, canned food. He kind of went off the deep end a little bit.
Kind of like to see where that went, though. Kind of like to see the end of the deep end.
I would love to just go on a treasure hunt in his backyard one day.
Now, it doesn't matter if you have grubs or anything like that. The money's fine.
Is it? Well, that's what the mason jars are for.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, no, my buddy's got, it's like right by the back. Oh, I can't tell you where it's buried. I'm sure it's buried all over the place. But it's, you know, there's stashes and berries and things like that. You don't use banks. He might now, you know what? I shouldn't say that. He has a girlfriend now, so I don't know if she might have got him to use a bank. I have no idea their relationship. Of course, I mean, he's a pretty headstrong guy. She probably got money out of her bank, and he buried her money now.
But between all the money.
Have to check in with him, but he ain't got a cell phone.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to check in with a guy.
Between all the money that's buried in these yards and all the dead animals that's buried in these yards, I mean, you really have a field day with a shovel. I mean, you could just...
Is that what you want to do?
You could just go on an adventure. People are going to start digging up everybody. That's the problem. Everybody's got the same idea. I mean, if you have the excavator companies, you're gold right now.
Unless they're running on computers.
Then you're screwed.
If you got that backhoe and it's running on a computer, then you're in a big you're in a big heap of trouble. That's not going to be good. So for everybody, if you're on the way to get on a flight... enjoy the experience.
So wait, I mean,
hopefully they'll have that piece.
This thing sucks.
Jessica Dill in that piece for Fox 8 said that the flights are taken off and.
But she said they're grounding now.
Oh, they're grounding now.
The flights are grounding. A lot of the boards you see at the airport have said that the flights are still on time, which has made it all the more confusing.
Oh no! If you were getting ready to go on your vacation, your last vacation before the kids go back to school.
I was going to say, because I have a sister right now who's in Pittsburgh, and her flight just got delayed. She's going to Boston, and they got to wait like 3 more hours.
Oh, boy. Not the way you want to start out your vacation. Because the minute you're ever delayed or anything, I mean, you are doing the countdown.
Your sister's on vacation right now or getting ready to go on vacation right now?
Yeah, with her boyfriend.
She's flying out of Pittsburgh Airport?
Yes.
Tell her to call us up.
Okay.
Or can Mitch
Let's
jump in?
Let's get Mitch's sister on the phone.
Can Mitch jump in on their vacation?
Yeah, why didn't your sister go on the vacation? Well, she already got a vacation. She could have taken two vacations.
I think that's how it was set up. Yeah, she's already going with her boyfriend to Boston. Yeah, Boston.
England Dan, please come to Boston for the springtime. It's late summer.
X Reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Joe Mo says, sports boy Tony, your crypto isn't backed by the FDIC. That's the point. That's the point.
Here we go. Here we go.
Freedom.
Here we go. Do we have to get Steve on the show and do that? Do that whole thing? Or is that different? What were those things that hit the skids?
Listen, it's me, Elon Musk, Peter Thiel. I mean, we're going to change this entire thing.
Yeah, you're saying some names here. You better be careful. You better be very careful on the names you're saying right now.
Reckless speculation.
The next frontier.
You better be damn careful on the names you're saying right now. You better watch out. Because that is not going to be good for you. Is he on the phone trying to get his sister on the phone?
I think he is.
I just texted her.
Okay.
Did you get her a sweatshirt from Kenny Bunkport, Maine?
No, I didn't get her a souvenir, and I hated that I didn't. My mom got her one, though.
Wow. So now you're not going to be expecting a souvenir in return on her trip.
No, I never expect souvenirs from a trip. I haven't done that since I was like 11.
That was always a weird thing to me, that if my sister went somewhere, Like, she went to Italy and got me a shirt that said Italy on it. And I'm like, first of all, I didn't get to go. Why do I want a keepsake? This means nothing
to me. It's a weird thing, yeah.
And you can get a shirt like that in any airport in the country.
But they expect the trinkets. I don't like to go to the it's a double-edged thing. I don't want to go to the tourist traps and buy those. But at the same time, wherever you go, basically Liz is too afraid to leave the tourist trap. So I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. So it's like, okay, let's buy something that kind of looks authentic, but
it's
not.
How many people do you have to shop for when you're doing this? This is supposed to be a vacation. You have limited luggage to begin with and space. Now all of a sudden I got to bring back
people who watch
for every
kids,
family member?
People watch the kids. People watch the dog. That's the way it went.
You got to limit it. You can't get crazy.
Whoever watched Sam, can't watch Sam anymore. Whoever watched Ginny Winnie, which is my dad. He watches Ginny.
That's fair. You can't get crazy. Can't be like Mitch behind the glass. What did you get for me? Like, then it's gonna get out of control.
8:40, Matt Derry. Mitch,
Matt
what?
Derry. What do you did you say? Get for me
what did you
on
say,
my trip?
Matt? Or what'd you say, Mitch? What?
No, I was gonna say, this reminds me, I forgot to bring back the special drink from Maine for you guys that I was gonna plan on.
It doesn't put the drink in my stomach now, does it?
No, it does not.
What is the special
what was the
drink?
Special drink?
It's called
drink
Moxie.
My juice.
Moxie?
Yeah, is it's a soda.
Okay. Sounds like you could get it anywhere.
You're going to bring back a soft drink?
Yeah, you can only get it in Maine.
Does it have booze in it?
It could.
But it doesn't naturally.
Not in the can, no.
I'm glad you left it in Maine. Coming up at 8:40, Matt Derry going to join us on the show. 9:40, ladies and gentlemen, if people's phones are going to work. Didn't think about that, did I? Coming in hot, 9:40 this morning. Up next, about last night. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the fan.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, a few minutes. We are expecting an update from Hopkins International Airport.
We have
Kenny.
Boots on the ground.
We do. We do have boots on the ground.
And also planes on the ground. They're not allowed to go in the sky.
Apparently, we are going to get you updated to make sure on whether or not you are going to be good to go to fly this morning because of what is an international computer outage that could be impacting you. We'll explain here in just a few moments. The Guardians, Kenny, are getting ready to start their second half of the year, and now we have their schedule for next season. 2025 MLB schedule. The release party was last night. What did you do for the release party? Did you get some chips and dip?
Got high as a kite, then went to my son's football practice.
That's what you
got
to do. That's what you absolutely have to do.
It was huffing glue in my truck. No, what do you think I was doing? I sat there and I went, oh, that's nice. And then we moved on.
Well, they had a big argument on afternoon drive yesterday on whether or not this makes any sense at all to release the schedule in the middle of the baseball season for next year. And to that, I think if you're comparing this to the NFL, you're probably going to be a miserable person. Because... What? The NFL, the schedule release.
Isn't that what Nick and Dustin did yesterday?
They did. That's what I'm saying.
Miserable people.
It's obviously never going to be a huge deal for a baseball schedule, especially as balanced as the baseball schedule is now the way they do it.
Now, hold on. If you're upset with the baseball schedule, what now? I didn't like how they had to start on the West Coast. I don't think you have to start on the West Coast. You should have to. I don't think you should have to. You shouldn't have to. Should not have to start on the West Coast. Which they start in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they've tweaked that because how many times have we said, man, they kick off the season and they not only start the season on the West Coast, but at times where opening day should never be like 7 o'clock at night our time. That just never makes sense. It's supposed to be a special day, even if it's on the road. I mean, you want to have something going on while you're at work or a reason to play hooky. Either way, 7 o'clock at night. Well, they avoided that because they're taking on the Kansas City Royals to begin the season March 27th. And then they...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start with, what is it? Was it 10 games on the road?
Nine
games on the road. Then they come back and take on the Chicago White Sox. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what that means.
Rippin' Shriffin'.
Well, I said that when I called into the Afternoon Drive show yesterday. And one of the members of the Afternoon Drive show said they expect him to be calling games in Boise, Idaho next year.
Oh, and one of those guys actually worked with him. So.
And I think that's ridiculous. They don't relegate broadcasters like that. Come on.
Well, it depends. Depends. Hot mics. Yeah, you get relegated for that one.
Guardians also will play 8 summer weekends at home. How about that, Kenny?
Outstanding.
Featuring AL Central matchups against the Tigers and the Twins.
Was hoping that we would get some AL Central matchups.
They'll face 8 different teams in interleague play in 2025, highlighted by clashes with the Phillies and the Dodgers. You've heard of them, Kenny.
Heard of them.
Those are two teams in the
Hell,
big leagues.
Know them well.
So I do want to ask baseball people, when is it too early to start filling out your calendar for 2025.
Curtis Danberg will be here. You'll find that out.
Do you?
Matt Derry will be here. You'll
find that out. Do you handle your calendar at all, Ken?
People. What do you mean?
Do you have anything to do with your calendar at home? Well, you're showing me your notebook.
I show my book there. But that has everything in it.
But your wife does not handle the calendar. I do not touch a calendar.
As far as the events?
I don't do any planning.
Yeah, Liz makes a thing of the events, yeah.
And I was never somebody that wrote stuff down to begin with. Now that I have a wife, she is very irritated with the fact that she's writing all this down. And they said, well, you don't have to, but just understand, I'm not going to know what to do and when to do it. She doesn't like that.
I bet that's wonderful.
Does not go over well.
Actually, feel bad for Sarah Ono on that one.
What we're hoping,
kidding, I never feel bad for.
What we're hoping goes well over the second half of the season is the Guardians and making sure that they continue to play over 600 ball. But Austin Mock of The Athletic was on 92.3 The Fan, talked about potential second half concerns.
Cleveland's been one of the overachieving, you know, smaller market teams for, it seems like, forever now. And so it's part of it is I think they found some niche with, like, not the most power on offense to get more out of the offense than we're really seeing. And somehow their pitching, which the starting pitching hasn't been all that great this year, definitely what we're used to in years past, but they still are just winning games. They have the best bullpen by pretty much every metric that you can find. And that's obviously a huge help. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Royals of the mid-2010s back-to-back World Series appearances. So I think it might just be like bullpen is kind of, it's really hard to project because a lot of those guys are small samples. So they're getting pulled back from there. If they're truly going to be an elite bullpen, my number's probably a little low, but you know, if you told me they have a slightly above average to average offense, starting pitching worries me. I don't know if that's a great recipe for one of the toughest schedules by my numbers in the second half of the year.
Uh-oh.
All right, so there's a lot there. I would say that you expect that lineup to get going again.
Yeah.
They struggled mightily the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice potential reset here by Vogt. Got the All-Star stuff out of the way. It was a memorable, you know, few days for so many of those Guardians, and now it's time to get back to work.
What's this guy's name?
Steven Vogt.
That's the manager. Other guy, the guy there. Who was the guy from The Athletic?
That was Austin Mock.
And he says we're not going to do so hot in the second half?
Well, he said that their schedule is actually one of the toughest in baseball.
Are we playing the Guardians schedule game?
But what have we known about
Austin Mock was playing the Guardians schedule game.
What is one thing we know about the Guardians this year?
I don't know. I've never heard of that guy in my life.
They have struggled with the bad teams, but they've done fairly well against...
I subscribe to The Athletic, too.
...most of the good teams. So I'm not necessarily buying any of that. Now, Kenny, the Logan Allen part of this, the Tristan McKenzie part of this, hopefully Gavin Williams settles in nicely. Get some consistency to this rotation.
What the hell's the point? Austin Mock says there's no chance, so what the hell?
And I expect them to make a trade. Meanwhile.
Hey, I don't even care. Let's get ready for Brown season.
Meanwhile, when you think...
Some guy from The Athletic told me yesterday afternoon that it wasn't even worth watching. So, you know,
let's go
Browns.
When you think Ohio Cup, Kenny, what comes to mind?
Do you think Deshaun Watson's going to have a good year or a really good year?
I think he's going to have a nice bounce back.
What do you think about Amari Cooper? Will he sign today or tomorrow? What type of pen will he use? I don't know. I'm just being told by this guy from The Athletic I shouldn't even care. So, I mean, what the hell, right?
It's just one guy, Kenny. I mean, you don't have to lose your mind about it. We just thought it would be interesting to, you know, share his opinions. Maybe I was wrong.
Hack!
Right now, the Ohio Cup, very much to be decided. As they played back on June 11th and June 12th, the Guardians and the Reds, they split that. So there's still time to iron this out by the end of the season. Well, Reds... Hunter Green was interviewed recently on FanDuel, and basically quoting Don Draper, he says, I don't even think about you.
You know, that's such a funny question because we never talk about it as the Reds, but Cleveland always talks. I know multiple guys on the Guardians, and they'll bring it up in like conversation. It's just not in our conversation in the clubhouse. We're just kind of like, whatever. But Cleveland is like definitely thinking about it, and they don't play about it.
So what
do you
think?
We're a competitive franchise. You're not.
Well, what do you think?
We're a serious franchise. You are not.
The Ohio Cup, I like the fact that we take it seriously, and I think there's no shame in the fact that we get really excited about those matchups.
We've had it 10 years. We've had the thing 10 years.
10 years?
We've been in control of it for 10 years. They have not been in control of the thing for a
decade. No wonder they don't think about it.
Hunter Green was probably in high school the last time they had control of it.
To them, it might be a figment of their imagination. They don't even know it exists because they don't have it. So the fact that they keep losing it, that makes sense to me.
Hunter Green was in middle school. He's 14 years old.
Yeah, I think that is something that the losers would say, right? Oh, I don't even... It's inconsequential to us. We're in the National League. What would we care about something like this? It just comes off, Kenny, as what? Sour grapes from Hunter Green.
And they do. I don't even know if they've seen it. They're not in control of it.
Right.
So why would you talk about something you're not in control of?
One final note. Cavs rookie, Jalen Tyson. He was spectacular last night. Summer League finale for the Wine and Gold. One assist shy of a triple-double against the Lakers. 21.6 of 9 from the field. 11 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals. He was doing it all, but our update anchor decided to lead with Bronny James's box score instead. Your thoughts?
It would have been greater if he would have led with his rug because he got a rug yesterday.
People are saying his dad should have got a rug many years ago. That's it for About Last Night.
Oh, my God. Put the safety back on.
We're still efforting. Apparently, we're going to hear from Jessica Dill coming up on the outage and how it's impacting
travelers.
Hey,
did your sister get back to you yet?
Not yet.
Wait, you are the most unreliable family I think I've ever met in my entire life. Coming up at 7:45, Fix My Life, where everybody likes a little PTO, except Lima. I don't think he's ever going to be able to take time off. We might have Jessica Dill coming up, and he's our number one, but he's a number one. Yes. And cleanliness is next to godliness. 8:40, Matt Derry going to join us on the show. We'll see whether or not he thinks the Guardians could struggle in the second half. Right now, we got to go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. There is a global IT outage going on right now. Folks, we have boots on the ground where there are planes that are grounded right now at Hopkins Airport. We reach out to Fox 8's own Jessica Dill, who's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Is there panic and hysteria at Hopkins Airport?
I think there's a lot of frustration. I'm sure you can hear everything behind me here happening. I guess you could say panic for sure. It's crazy because there's people, especially for United, that have been standing in line here for 2.5 hours. It's taking like 25 minutes for one person to get through check-in. And I'm not talking about TSA. I'm talking about actual check-in. And then even the people that are getting through TSA, they're being told that their planes aren't even going to take off. I can tell you right now, as of this time, there should be about 25 planes that should have taken off, and two of them have taken off. It's a Southwest and a Frontier flight.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, they're working on the issue, and it's getting better. That's not looking good right now for anyone that's traveling.
What are they saying, that they're meticulously going through all the computers, or are they fixing? Does everybody have to fix their computers where they're at, or is this like a national, global thing that will eventually be fixed?
It's definitely a global thing, and they're saying that it's coming from this cybersecurity firm, CrowdStrike. Now, I will say that CrowdStrike said it's not a security incident or a cyber attack, but that their issue affected Microsoft, which, as you know, Microsoft deals with so many different things. So it's not just the flight. It's the banks. It's the media outlets that are being affected. All these computer systems are going down. And to answer your question, it does seem like each airline is individually dealing with their own computer systems. United seems to be impacted the most here. And they are literally taking the ticket and writing the information with pen and paper. They're adding information onto people's tickets in order to get them through. But then it doesn't even matter, because they say when they're getting through, they're not going anywhere. We can see some of the planes are lighting up and they're trying to go somewhere, but then everyone's being told that they're not moving.
I mean, right now I can just tell you this, and if you want to go on the air with this information, I'm on Microsoft Paintbrush right now, and I just drew a three-dimensional squiggle. So there are no problems on my end.
My God.
Well, that's the first thing I said when we woke up this morning, because, you know, at Fox 8, we all talked through the Microsoft Teams, and it was working no problem. You know, that was working there. But whatever this is, it's definitely worldwide, because we've been hearing from people in London who are stuck. We know Australia, their banks are shutting down. And I am seeing, too, the FAA is saying that it doesn't matter even if you're not on United or Delta or American. This is going to impact all the flights, and they're just kind of giving you a heads up. Hey, I will tell you, if you do have to fly today and there is any way you can carry on a bag instead of checking a bag, that will help, because the people that are waiting for hours in line are all the people who have to check their bag. If you can just go online at home, check yourself in, print out your ticket, or get it on your phone, and just carry on, that will be beneficial. But I know not everyone can do that.
So of the four restaurants that Hopkins actually has, which one is the busiest?
I wish I could tell you, but I can't get through security. But that is what everybody was saying. They're all just going to go spend a lot of time at the restaurants and the bars. And, you know, there's no rules at the airport. You can drink at 6 o'clock in the morning here. You know, no one's going to judge you, right?
So what is one of the main recourses here for those that are inconvenienced by this? They can go to Twitter and use all capitals as they denounce one of the airlines. Is that normally one of the ways to get through this?
That is a good way to get it. I will say nobody seems to be that angry. Everyone just kind of seems to be like, man, is this really happening of all days? I feel terrible for this one couple I spoke with, because they're going on a cruise, and you know that boat's not going to wait for them. It's one thing if you just have to, you know, go to your destination a day later, but a cruise, that's, you know, I can tell they're kind of sad, as you can imagine. But it's 6:48 now.
I ain't making fun of them. I'm not going to risk bad karma. So I ain't going to do that. Mm-mm. Lizzie and I went on a cruise. No way. Go ahead. Sorry, Jessica. Go ahead.
No, you guys are fine. But hopefully, I mean, everything that I can see, they're saying that the issue is getting worked out and they are fixing it. But you know, this will have a ripple effect throughout the day here, too. And it's going to be a pain for a lot of people that do have to travel. But again, it's not just the airlines, too. It's banks. You're going to see, you might have a couple issues if you try to see. I saw some people saying that they get paid today and they see that they didn't get the alerts from their bank as early as they normally would. So, you know, small issues.
Oh, boy. Jessica Dill, live from Hopkins Airport from Fox 8. Jessica, we thank you very much.
Of course. Hey, you know I'm going to be out here all morning, so keep watching Fox 8, and our website, fox8.com, puts updates up there, too.
Yeah, she got the promo in and everything.
I got some plugins. I needed to do that.
There you go. Good job. Jessica Dill, Fox 8, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Now, they've got that what? That David Lee Roth Bar and Grill? Is that the one with the good burger?
I don't think they have a David Lee Roth bar.
I mean, there's just so many offerings.
Was that a joke or was that serious?
There's so many offerings at the airport. I mean, they got that bagel place, the one coffee place.
The Scritti Perletti Bar and Grill. What are you talking about? They got good restaurants over there at the Hopkins Airport. You knock it off.
Do they? Is
that
right?
Yes, they do. You guys don't know what you have. You guys who gallivant all around the world, you guys don't know what you have here. I mean, it's not the best airport in the world, I'm sure, but it's not the worst. I told you, I've experienced worse, and I don't travel that much.
They've got that drop ceiling at 6 feet, so you can go in. If you need to change a light there at the airport, you can do it without getting on a ladder.
I met a listener there. He's the shoe shine guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a really nice guy, and you're ruining his business.
You got the Kardashian makeup kiosk?
I don't think they have that. I don't know if they have that. There is like a Hudson News every 15 feet. There is one of them. You can get yourself a nice magazine. Road and Track. Liz got me. I said, go get me a couple of magazines. I'm going to be boozing over here because I'm afraid to fly. And there you go. She got me Road and Track.
You know how you have those sandwiches?
I think the other one was Guns.
Those pre-wrapped sandwiches?
No.
Oh, that one? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Do you know those I watched an entire YouTube video on how they make those pre-wrapped sandwiches.
Okay.
And I left the video going, I just assumed that there were no humans involved in making these sandwiches. Not true. Not true. They are on the assembly line, and the humans are putting those sandwiches together.
We will try to get Mitch's sister, who's live from the Pittsburgh airport, coming up later on, but she hasn't texted him back because they must have a really good relationship. Mitch, do you have an update?
No response.
Excellent. Well done. Real tight-knit family, the Spinells. Coming up at 8:40, we got Matt Derry. Hey, Amari Cooper, not a top 10 wide receiver according to this poll that you saw? Not a top 10 wide receiver?
Well, again,
are we justifying Nick Wilson's take from 2 days ago about Amari Cooper maybe not being as good as we make him out to be? Tone, answer the man.
Well, again, it's the executives around the NFL who have put together these lists. And Jeremy Fowler, I think, over at ESPN, has put these out, and they've been very favorable to the Browns. The Browns have,
yes, they have,
as many players. I think there's only three or four teams in the NFL that have more players that populate these lists.
Well, Denzel Ward's number two on the list, which is
in the NFL.
Something I want to bring up later on because you and I might have to atone for a take we had a few years ago.
He is criminally underrated.
Well, I'm going to give us a chance to atone for a take we had some years ago that you might not remember.
I don't remember.
That's going to make it all the more fun. But go ahead with the Amari Cooper in the top 10, or the not top 10, I should say, with Amari.
Well, I just saw some chatter from Browns fans saying, well, this proves that this is not a receiver that you pay. He's not a top line, you know, front facing wide receiver, dynamic wide receiver, because he didn't even make the top 10 of this executive list.
So you wouldn't pay Amari Cooper? You would just not?
Right, but you would just go to battle with other wide receivers who aren't top.
Where would
Jerry Judy is not
Jerry
even.
Where would Jerry Judy and Elijah Moore be on this list? Now, that's loaded language.
Yeah, they wouldn't even be referenced.
I loaded the lips right there because I go, Jerry Judy, in comparison to Amari Cooper, who I do think is a fine wide receiver. Let me give you the top 10 real quick. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Devontae Adams, who seems to want to trade, A.J. Brown, Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, Brandon Ayuk is number 10. Oh, here we go with the Brandon Ayuk stuff. Oh, Amon-Ra St. Brown is number 7.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody else after that, Evans, Diggs, and Brandon Ayuk. He might not be, I mean, these are 10 great wide receivers.
He is in the honorable mention list.
Okay, honorable mention is honorable mention. That's great. I don't know if I would put him in that. I don't think I would put him in that top 10.
One NFC scout said his game has aged well. Consummate pro, always a good route runner.
And that's a guy that you would pay. Would you not pay a consummate pro and an ultimate route runner?
Of course.
You not pay an ultimate route runner for a guy who's had trouble finding some people for running some routes lately? Would you not do that?
Yeah.
I think you would. 216-474-0092. Is Cooper a number one or our number one? That's the question. Also coming up, Mitch, cleanliness is next to godliness. Take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.